Welcome to Women of Impact with Andrea Wolf, the podcast of amazing women with inspiring stories, where you'll hear inspiring interviews with women entrepreneurs and women executives, sprinkled with actionable, uplifting tips, strategies, and thought-provoking content from Andrea Wolf. And now, here's Andrea.
Hello and welcome. This is Andrea Wolf, host of Women of Impact, amazing women with inspiring stories. And today I am so delighted to be interviewing the one and only Tracy Root, who is an absolutely amazing coach and founder of Gather. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, right back at you. So let's start by, you know, telling us a little about yourself, what you're currently doing, why you started it, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sounds great. So I am a health and wellness coach. I've been coaching for about 7 years. I grew up here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I say here because Northern California feels all Bay Area to me. I actually live in Santa Cruz now, but growing up in the Bay Area, I was a high achieving girl, went to school there, went to college there, all those things, and worked there for a long time. But about 7 years ago, I started to make a shift, and a lot of things had happened in my life that started me down a path of looking at my own health. And once I started down that road, I wanted to take a bunch of people with me. So I learned how to become a coach, and I've been health coaching people ever since. Recently, as kind of an evolution of that, as I have had more fun doing this with more and more people, I opened a new space in downtown Santa Cruz called Gather, and it's a place where we do group activity and group events, and we do things and other people do things. We rent it out to people, and it allows us to build community in person, in a world that is becoming more and more electronically focused. Awesome. Because, you know, if we're trying to do something that is going to change our lives, it's a lot easier and a lot more fun to do it with other people. So that's why we opened Gather.
Sounds wonderful. So going back to your health journey, and the transformation you created, it really was amazing. So would you share more about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it all started when I was a kid, really, like a teenager, knowing that I was bigger than other kids. I looked in the back of those kid magazines and looked for ads for camps to go to try to become skinnier. And, you know, it wasn't about health at the time. It was more about fitting in as a teen, as a child, as many of us go through. So that struggle with my body image and my perception of where I was at from a weight and size standpoint started at a really early age. Now I'm almost 6 feet tall, and I got that way in high school. So as a 6 foot tall girl, I was already bigger than most of the people that I knew. And not only was I taller, but I was actually bigger, right? I was not thin. I was, by the time I got into my adult age and had kids, it became obesity. And what I realized going into, you know, this time in my life where I started looking actually at my health in a real healthy way, that I didn't really have any good habits to speak of, and I needed to learn things that I didn't really know I needed to learn until I really started some introspection. So, I tried different things. Some things were temporarily successful. I was in the time frame of the Atkins diet rage and things like that, but I never really learned anything. And I finally realized that if I was going to make some sort of long-term change, I really needed a system that was going to work for me, because all the other systems I had tried, I would just cheat because I didn't really know that I wanted to actually make changes. So I found a system that was very straightforward, that told me exactly what to do. And in 2012, I lost 55 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was, you know, and
yeah,
it's pretty awesome. But you know, the thing about weight loss for most people is that the number on the scale is really kind of icing on the cake. Now, I didn't have any physical health ailments at the time. I helped tons of people who are already, you know, they have high blood pressure or diabetes or whatever. I wasn't in that place yet, but I had two little kids. And I knew that if I didn't do something different, I was always going to be exhausted. I was never going to really enjoy their childhood and playing with them and, you know, running around. When I started my health journey, they were 2 and 5. And now they're 10 and 13. Yeah. So yeah, the icing on the cake is the weight loss, but the real benefit is how you can change on the inside to become healthier.
Super great. Really. I just knew it was important to share that because it's such an inspiring story and
thanks.
You really walk your talk when you're helping others. You know, you've done there, being that, and you're living it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You know, it's one of those, there's a lot of recovery programs and not that I don't like to say that I was an addict, but there are people who fall in that category. And the last step of any kind of addictive recovery process is helping other people, because that's how we really solidify the things that we believe in. If we're helping someone else, you kind of, you know, if you're lying about what you believe and help trying to help them, then it doesn't stick with you and it's not effective for them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would never want to do that to my friends and family. So I really, you know, committed to incorporating these changes, you know, all the way through so that I could help them.
Yeah. Beautiful. So who are you mainly serving now?
So most of my clients are women, but I do work with people all around the country. So it's not only local folks. My goal locally, especially with Gather, is to build healthy community in person. Because I do think that there's an extra added value to being able to kind of be in the same space and touch hands and hug or just see a face that's not digital, 3D instead of 2D,
yeah.
Which is always funny when I meet clients who are nearby in person for the first time. It's always so strange to be like, oh my gosh, you're not flat. But I know it's weird, but I do, because of my history and my life and performing groups that I've been in, et cetera, I've got a large network of big, you know, everyone's connected on Facebook. In this particular group, Facebook's our kind of primary tool. And so I've got, you know, hundreds of people that I know personally and thousands of people that I've met that are related kind of, you know, through degrees of separation. So it's a great opportunity to really reach as many people as possible around the country, even though we may not have ever met in person. I'm able to help them remotely, which is really fun.
Mm. And then from all that, what's your big vision?
So my big vision is always to try and help more people. A big part of being able to do that is, you know, I can't help everyone all by myself. So I also, in the way that my coach trained me,
to hear the full interview, click the button below and let us know that you would like us to send you an email on the day that the interview goes live. You don't want to miss this.